This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Now another one a reminder that I want to give you is that a lot of Muslims, what they look at is they look at quantity and they don't look at quality. Okay? Quantity versus quality. So what you'll hear Muslims doing in Ramadan is they'll say that, I've done one khatam of the Quran. I've done, 8 rakats tahajjud. I've done 12 rakats tahajjud. Qiyamul layl. Okay? So they're looking what? They're looking at the quantity. Okay? I'm now on my third Quran khatam. They're looking at quantity. They're not looking at quality. Quality is something that is needed more than quantity, and everyone knows this. Let's just look at business, okay? What's the point of you selling 500,000 units of something? You sold it, okay? But after selling 500,000 units of something, you made maybe, 20,000 pounds, or you made 30,000 pounds. Okay, fine, you made 30,000 pounds. But another man, what he did is, he sold 5 things. And from selling 5 things, he made 50,000 pounds. Now, the first one sold 500 things to make 30,000 pounds. And the second one just sells 5, and he gets 50,000 pounds. Who got more in the end? Who won more in the end? The first or second? The second one gets more, right? Anyone knows this in business. You don't look at how many items you sell and how much turnover you get. You have to look at the profit. And the profit always is something different. Doesn't matter about the units you sell. Doesn't matter what you're selling, how you're selling. It's end of the day. Show your balance and show your profit. We have certain Muslims who are reading loads of the Quran. 5 Qurans, 2-3 Qurans, 10 Qurans, whatever it is. But the bank balance in the end is going to be a certain amount. And there are other Muslims reading only one Quran, but they're reading with quality. That quality will give you more. There are certain, Abdullah bin Abbas says, he says that I'd rather pray for Allah 2 rakats with devotion. It is better for me than to spend the whole night in prayer in front of Allah without devotion. Now imagine this, 2 rakats with devotion is quality. The whole night of prayer without devotion is quantity. So when it comes to quantity versus quality, who's going to win? It's going to be quality. When Allah said in the Holy Quran, I'm going to, measure your deeds on the day of judgment. Allah did not say, I'm going to count how many deeds you did. If Allah said, I'm going to count how many deeds you did, then it should be us trying to get as many numbers in as we can. Allah didn't say that. Allah Azza wa Jal said, I'm going to weigh your deeds. Now when it comes to weighing something, subhanAllah, we know this. A box can arrive in your house. It could be a box, just this size. If it's just got something very light inside, it's got a lot of bubble wrap inside, it's got a few light items inside, okay? We know you can just lift it up, even a little kid can lift it up. But sometimes you can have a box much smaller, okay? But let's just say it's a smaller box, just that big, that's all it is. But in there's one gold bar or something. Imagine, how heavy those things are, right? I've never tried to lift one, but I'm just saying that. You had a gold bar in that. You would have to hold that with both your hands, and still you're going to have to carry it with all your muscles being used or something. Why? Because it's to do with the weight of what you've got. So imagine on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to look at, He's going to look at a number of things that we did. The devotion, the concentration, the reflection, the amount, the mind that we had there. Allah's going to take in consideration the time, the effort we put into it. Allah's going to look at how we offered that thing, how much dedication we had, how much love we had for Him when we offered that thing, how we paused, how we used our minds to not to be distracted with other things. All these things will count. They're to do with quality. Maybe we read the meaning, or maybe we thought of the meaning of what we're saying. And then each one, what it'll do is that it'll bring us another level of reward that we won't see otherwise. So please, when it comes to us offering ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jal, let us think about quality and not quantity.